Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. That's right, you're live with Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions, in the Lion's Den. You better know today it's my purpose to bring you strength. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life's difficult situations with some relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcendent godly wisdom, the advocacy of knowledge and education, but primarily strength to the weary in life and the victorious from the sourcehood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So go ahead and roar. That's right, roar with me. Roar for your power. Roar for your victory. Roar for your prosperity. Roar for your deliverance. Go deep down inside and bring up a roar. Because, my friend, we got it for you tonight. Listen, last week we talked about the energy to win. My friend, we're still talking about the energy to win. But tonight's topic is refuse to lose. I'm going to say it again, refuse to lose. You got to ask yourself, essentially, what does it mean to win? Huh? You got to understand, how are you winning? Where are you winning? When are you winning? My friend, that's subjective somewhat. Not like in sports where it's clear cut. You see a winner, you see a loser going by points. But my friend, what are the points that you're going by in your life that says, suggests that you're winning or losing? Some people are winning and declare that they're losing. Some people are losing and think that they're winning. My friend, the story goes about the country boy. The city boy came down to the country. And the city boy was down with the country boy. They got up early, and the country boy went and got some milk from the cow and eggs out of the penthouse and got some milk from the goat. And, you know, just pick some plants out of the, some food out of the garden. Brought into the house, and the city boy was looking like, oh, this all you have? The country boy's like, yeah, this all I have, and this is it, you know. The country boy thought he was rich. But then, guess what? He came to the city, took him to the city, and he saw all the tall buildings and all the cars, and he saw all the material things that the city people have, and guess what? He went back to the country sad because he said, man, I don't have everything that they have. You know what? He had everything that he needed. He was winning. But then when he saw what somebody else had and began to compare himself to them, he declared himself a loser. My friend, today, don't declare yourself a loser no matter what this person has or that person has. You got to declare that you refuse to lose. See, the Bible will tell you, and you must understand and comprehend, that the race is not won by the swift, nor is the battle by those who are strong, but it's the ones who have that attitude, that sagacity, that tenacity, that strength, that mentality that says, I won't give up. I won't fade quietly into the arms of defeat. I refuse to lose. See, I'm giving you the example of David with his slingshot. David was facing a Goliath. Uh-huh. But David refused to lose. David said, I see your size. I see what you're working with, that big old sword. And I see you, the odds are against me. but I refuse to lose. I refuse to let you beat me. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how much you got on your side. The prophet told God to ask God to open his eyes that he can see that there are more for us than against us. You begin to declare yourself a loser. You begin to declare that you're not winning by looking at these little simple things that you don't have, looking at the simple things that you feel like you cannot do or accomplish. My friend, stop comparing yourself with others and do what it is that you do. And like I always say, do a little, do a lot, but do what you can do. Do what's good for you. Do what makes you who you are. My friend, you have gifts and talents on the inside of you. Let me slow down. Because I'm already doing it, and I'm just 5 minutes into the show. I still got a long way to go. My friend, I'm just telling you tonight, you have to have an attitude, a mentality that says, I refuse to lose. Come on, let me give you that ancient story about the little train engine. They said a little train engine that could. He was facing insurmountable odds of going up the hill. He couldn't do it. Everything said he couldn't do it. His engine, well, he was not the type of engine that could pull that hill. He wasn't built for that. Didi had cars on his back that were full that he had to pull. But you know what? He didn't defeat himself by saying, you know what, just unhook me and just let me go sit on the side somewhere and let some stronger, bigger car do it. No. He said, you know what, I'm going to take this hill. And he began to go. And he began to go. But he didn't just go. He opened up his mouth, if you will, proverbially, and said, I think I can't. His efficacy was not that I'm not built for this. It's bigger than me. I shoulda, woulda, coulda. Let somebody else. No, he said, I think I can. That's the beginning of refusing to lose, not defeating yourself at the onset. So many people defeat themselves in the beginning because they accept a report from here or a report from there. My friend, I need several reports. I need several reports. Now, I'm going to be honest. All I need is God's report. If God said go, hey, that's it. If God said you got it, I got it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who says what, who says this, who says that. I've been in a position where men have said no to me, but I refuse to accept no for an answer. I prayed, and God said yes. I said, but God, they're saying no. He said, I said yes. I said, but God, they're saying can't. He said, I said can. I said, God, they're saying won't. He said, I said will. And guess what? Guess who word won? Because I believe what God said. I don't care what it looks like. You have to refuse to lose. Now back to the little engine. As he was going up, he kept saying, I think I can. I think I can. And do you know, because he kept telling himself, I think I can, he kept pushing himself. He didn't complain. Now let's look at this from another vintage point. Now suppose those cars behind him with negative cars, saying, why are you doing this? You know you can't do it. You ain't big enough. You ain't strong enough. You ain't supposed to be doing this. Ain't nobody in your family ever did this. Who you think you are? See, he's pulling a bunch of negative cars up the hill. He would have to do one or two things. Shut it down and stop, because all that negativity surrounding you will pull you down if you let it. Or he can close his ears to all that negative thought and believe his own words, his own thoughts that kept telling him, I think I can. And in saying, I think I can, he was saying, I refuse to lose. I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. I refuse to give out. But I'm going to keep giving and giving out of that reservoir of strength that's on the inside of me that says, I can. So as he was going up the hill, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Can I tell you, he got halfway up the hill. He said, you know what? I don't think I can anymore. I believe I can. Something got a hold of him. Now he's halfway up the hill. Now he still got a ways to go, but he went from I think I can to I believe I can. I didn't say he said I believe I can fly. He said I believe I can. So he's going up that hill believing that he can make it, going up that hill believing that he can do it. He went from I think to I believe. See, that's how you do it. Now, as he started getting to the top of the hill, he starts seeing the ending. Guess what? He could have said, well, you know what? I've come as far as I could come. He said, you know what? I'm tired. He said, my little engine is puffing. But you know what? He didn't. He said, I know I can. He went from I think to I believe. To I know I can. Now, because he starts seeing something, he starts seeing the vision. The vision got better. At first, it was a little vague. So he said, I think. But then it began to get a little clearer. He said, I believe. But then as it cleared up and he began to see it, he said, you know what? I know. I ain't even there yet, but I know I can. And before you know it, the little engine had made it. My friend, that's how you have to be. Have to be like that little engine. I think I can. I believe I can. I know I can. I refuse to lose. I refuse to doubt. I refuse to be defeated. You're not just going to set me off to the side because of a setback, because of disappointments. Get up, dust yourself up. My friend, refuse to lose. Refuse to allow yourself to go quietly in the night. Refuse to let losses and setbacks and disappointments and negative things that occur cause you to be defeated. Now, we're going to have things that's going to hit us. Oh, yeah, we're going to get hit. In life, you're going to get hit. You're going to get knocked down to your knees. But the power comes when you say, I think I can get up. When you say, I got to get up. I can't stay down. That's a refuse to lose mentality. Some people get knocked out and they stay down. Other people get knocked out and they force themselves. I got to get back up. I got to get back to my feet. Refuse to lose. I seen a MMA match where this man was fitting. He was getting hit. Boom, he was stumbling and falling all over the ring. But as he was falling down, he was still swinging. He was going down swinging because something in him was said, I refuse to lose. And as he was going down swinging, he connected. And the other guy went down. And he stumbled and fell and rolled and got back up and jumped on him and started winning. My friend, you have to refuse to lose. Why? Because I refuse to lose. I choose to win. If I fall, I get back up again. I choose to win, especially after I take a hit. I refuse to lose because I just won't quit. My heart pumps fire even when I'm depleted. I choose to win and never allow my spirit to be defeated. That's a good one there. I refuse to lose. God's glory in me is fitness. I'm a winner. God's word is my witness. I never lose because in my passion I burn. Because no matter the outcome, either I win or I learn. Oh, I like that one. See, I don't lose, I learn. See, somebody said you took an L. Yeah, I took an L, but it wasn't an L you thinking about. You thinking I took a loss. No, I didn't take a loss. I took a lesson. All these people out here taking losses, I'm taking lessons. Because they're teaching me what not to do. They're teaching me how to be better. I see them losing. And they walk in a place of defeat. I'm not doing that. I'm going to learn a lesson. I'm not going to do it like you did. I'm not going to stay down like that. I'm not comparing myself to you, but I'm learning a lesson from what happened. Man, when I fall down, I can't stay down. When I get hit, I can't quit. When I'm tired and depleted, I can't let myself be defeated. The Bible is my witness of God's glory is my fitness. And that passion in my heart is burned because I don't lose. I'm telling you, I learn. Why? Why? Because God said you've overcome them. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You just got to release the champion inside of you. That's it. Really, there's a champion inside of you. See, people like to quote scriptures when they're on top of the world. I quote my scriptures when I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I quote my scriptures when the world, not when I'm on top of the world, but when the world is on top of me. I quote my scriptures when I'm going through the valley and the shadow of death. I quote my scriptures when it looks like ain't nothing good coming my way. I quote my scriptures when it looks like I'm getting beat down. Because that's where the victory at. You remember Hulk Hogan would shake that finger when it looked like he was losing? Huh? That was giving him his comeback. That's when I begin to shake them scriptures when I'm losing. Because they're telling me you got to come back. You got to get up. You come on. You ain't going to stay here. You ain't going out like this. I'm telling you, you are of God, little children. You've overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got to release the champion inside of you and refuse to lose. Hey, we got more to come. Y'all stay right back here with me. I'm going to break. Y'all hold on. I will be right back after this short word. Thank you.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Wynn, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Wynn to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Wynn, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you, sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. That itch that you have to be whatever it is you want to be, in front of the camera, on the stage, behind the stage, that itch, that desire for good is God's proof to you, sent already to indicate that it's yours. You already have it. And we all have that unique gift to go out and touch people, to affect people, understand that gift, protect that gift, appreciate that gift. Utilize that gift. Don't abuse that gift. Treasure it. You have it. You already have it.
Right. This is Apostle John L. Solomon, and we are back. The lion upon lion. Oh, good gracious, the lion is loud. All right. Listen, you're tuned in to Strength from the Lions. Then I'm your host, Apostle John L. Solomon, the lion among lions, and we are powered by We Inspire Radio Network. We Network Radio. Come on now. .com. Listen, shout out to our CEO, BJ Lord Bell, and our COO, Annie Bell, my producer, Lisa Solomon, and one of my co-hosts, Philip T. Reed. Listen, we're excited to be here tonight and all that we're doing. Tonight, we're talking about the energy to win, attitude, a mentality that says, I refuse to lose. My friend, let me tell you about something to refuse to lose. This man once said something that made me think about people who refuse to lose. What did he say?
Ask that you give us the vision, the sight, and the speed and power to make it through this mission. All the airmen say, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Nothing's difficult.
Everything's a challenge.
Through adversity to the stars.
From the last plane to the last bullet to the last minute to the last man, we fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
Did you hear what he said? To the last plane, to the last man, to the last bullet, we fight. We ain't gonna just give up. We ain't just gonna roll over and die. When you come after us, when you come for us, guess what? You're gonna get it. If you grab the bull, you're gonna get the horn. He said, we ain't just giving up and rolling over. Why? Because we refuse to lose. See, there's a champion inside of you, and you have to release that champion. That valiant warrior, that brave-hearted soldier, that mighty man or powerful woman, you got to let them rise up and come forth to claim your victory. I told you before we left, the words to you of God, little children, have overcome them. Uh-oh. Who is them? Overcome them. Uh-huh. Them is your tiring circumstances. Them is your adverse situation, your enemies, that stuff that hit on you for no reason, the things that get on your nerve, things that stress you out, things that take you to your breaking point, handicaps, flaws, shortcomings, disabilities, those things that people would say that ain't fair. Somebody was saying to me today, they said, this ain't fair, this ain't fair. I said, is it fair that people are born with no arms? Is it fair that somebody is born with no legs? I said, but then guess what? There are those who were born like that. They don't sit down and cry themselves to death. They don't sit down and complain. There are some that get up and do more than those that have two legs. Come on now. Those are the type that refuse to lose. You got two good strong legs, two good strong arms. You sit here complaining, and here they are, no arm, no leg, and doing more than you or us. Come on. A champion refuses to lose because of the heart of that champion. You got to have some heart. You got to have some heart, a drive, a passion on the inside of you that helps you to triumph, to overcome defeat, to overcome failure, to not wallow in the place of defeat, to not stay there in a place where you've been hit hard. I'm not taking for granted that you get hit, because I know you get hit. I've been hit, and I got hurt. And I fell to my knees, and I wanted to stay down. But something down inside said, get up. Get up and get going. Can I tell you another story? I know you enjoyed that prophetic story about the little engine that could. Well, there's another story about this turtle. You know where I'm going. The tortoise and the hare. Something happened. I don't know whether the turtle insulted the rabbit or the rabbit challenged the turtle, but whatever happened, a race was declared between the turtle and the rabbit. They called it the tortoise and the hare. But, you know, I'm just going to say the turtle and the rabbit. Come on now. The rabbit knew he could beat the turtle because he was faster. Everybody knew it. The turtle said, you know what? I accept this challenge. I'm going in for this race, and the turtle began to train. I don't know what kind of training the turtle did, but he trained. Dun, 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 dun. Can you hear the rocking music for the turtle? The rabbit said, I ain't need have to train. You know, this is what I do. I ain't got to train for no turtle. He can't beat me with my eyes closed. So the day of the race came, and the turtle was out there in his gear, his Nike gear. Well, I better not say Nike because they ain't in the... Well, I'm going to say Nike because Nike may send some shoes or some gear toward me. So I'm going to say the turtle was in his Nike gear getting ready to go. And the rabbit was over in his Under Armour gear, you know. You know, humor me for a minute, okay? And then, boom, ready, set, go, pow. The gun went off. And the rabbit stood there and looked at the turtle as the turtle began to move slowly off the starting block. He began to move, which seemed like a whole day. But the rabbit just kind of laughed. The rabbit said, you know what, I'm going to go get me something to eat while you try to make it to the finish line. The rabbit went over to Carrabba's. No, he didn't go to Carrabba's. He went to the Olive Garden. He can get him a salad or whatever. Had him a little dinner. Hang out with some friends. And he came back and passed the turtle because the turtle was moving slow, as I say. And the rabbit laughed as he passed. And as he was going, he stopped off and saw some friends and had a little drinks and some jolly times and had a good time and talked about how he was beating the turtle and this and that. But while he was over there chilling, guess what? The turtle was still going. Still going, because he didn't let himself get defeated. He kept telling himself, I refuse to lose. So the rabbit, well, you know, he left his friend's house, and he went over to some stores, do some shopping to get him some more fresh Under Armour gear. Shout out to Under Armour, you know, they may want to endorse me. But anyway, the rabbit went and got his little Under Armour gear, got him some shopping, you know, picked up his little girlfriend, you know, said, come on, let's go over here and get us a little tea. Had a little tea and salads and more. While he was over there chilling and hanging out and partying with his people, the little turtle was still going. And then the rabbit came back and passed the turtle again and said, you know what? Why did I even take this race? I can beat him with my eyes closed. He said, oh, speaking of eyes closed, he said, I'm just going to go take me a little nap right here. And I ain't even got to set my clock. You know, I ain't got to set my alarm on my Samsung Android phone. That's a shameless plug like they endorsed me. But anyway, and so the rabbit fell asleep. But as he was sleeping, the tortoise looked over and said, you know what? I'm going to keep going. And the turtle went by, and he kept going. But then, you know, time went by. A few hours later, the rabbit woke up, and he noticed, oh, my goodness, that 2 hours had passed by, and he didn't see the turtle. So he took off, and he began to run, and he still didn't see the turtle. And he took off, and as he got near to the finish line, guess who he saw crossing the finish line? Well, I tell you what, it wasn't his mama. It was the turtle winning the race. Why? Because the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but those who endure to the end and refuse to lose. The turtle said, I refuse to lose. I know I'm slower than the rabbit. I know my legs are not as long as his. I know I got this big old glumpy shell on my back, but guess what? I refuse to lose. And the rabbit underestimated the turtle. Come on, you little turtles. They're underestimating you. They already don't counted you out. Don't you count yourself out. Be like that little train engine. I think I can. Be like that turtle. I'm going to keep on going. I refuse to lose. My friend, them want you to lose. Them keep telling you you can't do it. Them keep telling you you can't make it. My friend, refuse to lose. And you said, well, how do I refuse to lose? It begins with you declaring it and let it vibrate throughout your entire being. And every cell, organ, and manifesto in your body, your environment, and your world will begin to respond to your declaration that I refuse to lose. And when losing begins to settle in and come for you, guess what? Something in your organism, something in your environment, something in your world will rise up and lift up a standard and say, no loser, no loss, you can't come here. No defeat, you don't live here anymore. Why? Because I refuse to lose. I'm telling you, my friend, the energy to win begins when you take a stand and say, I'm not losing no more. I don't like losing no more. I like winning. I don't like losing no more. I don't like losing no more. I like winning now. winning. Come on, my friend. Refuse to lose. Haven't you taken enough L's? Haven't you taken enough losses, enough defeats? I remember one time I was in a place of defeat. I'm gonna give you some personal testimonies tonight. I ain't gonna get too personal because you're trying to get in my business. I took a defeat, and as I was walking down the street, and I said, "Man, it don't happen again." I said, "You know what? I'm not gonna be in this position ever again." I declared that thing to my being, and I felt the vibration go through me. I felt the vibration in my organs. I felt the vibration in my world. And you know what? To this day, that has not and will not happen again. Why? Because I made a declaration. I refuse to lose. I refuse to be defeated. Back when I was in college, when I was younger, I was taking a class, and the lady said you couldn't miss no more than 2 days. Well, I had missed 2 days already from the class, but then the third day came where I had a mis-scheduling, and I couldn't get out of work to go to class. Well, when I did go back to class, she took me outside and said, "I'm sorry, you can't be in this course anymore because this and that, so you got to go. You can't be anymore. I'm sorry." And something inside of me, I'm going to say, I'm saying something. God told me in my spirit, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Do not go quietly into the night." I said, What he was saying is, don't let this go. Appeal this thing. Don't just accept what you've been told. You know what I did? I want to tell you that I got up, pulled myself up by my bootstrap, went over to the administrative office and told them what was going on and why I couldn't be the class, and demanded that they put me straight. Nope, I did not. I went quietly into the night, and I took that L that I didn't have to take. I'm just telling you what happened to me, because I should have done what I heard in my spirit that was instructed for me to do. My friend, you may be in a place where you're feeling defeated. You may be in a place where everything is telling you you're about to take an L, or you're taking an L. My friend, you got to stand up and say, "I refuse to lose." That L is not a loss. That L is a lesson that will entitle me to get my blessing. My friend, a champion refuses to lose because of the heart. Because of the heart of a champion. A champion who refuses to lose will fight and will win against the odds, especially when you're outnumbered, especially when it don't look like it's going to happen for you. Can I tell you, in a real, real good movie, in a real, real good movie, it don't look like the hero is going to win. It don't look like the hero is going to get out of this. But some kind of way, the hero MacGyvers his way out of that and finds a way to win when their back is up against the wall. Speaking of winning, my friend, you're tuned into We Inspire Network Radio, and we have to go to commercial break. You hold on. I'll be right back. I'm your host, Apostle John L. Solomon, Shrimp from the Lion's Den. Our topic tonight, refuse to lose. Be right back.
Hello. My name is Minister Lloyd Bell, Jr., CEO of We Inspire Network Radio. God bless you, and I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Inspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Inspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
We incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
And we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please, subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
Now, many of you are trying to become millionaires on a middle-class why. You can't go to the next level on the same level. Why? Now, let me give you a quote from Ayn Rand. The question isn't who is going to let me. It's who is going to stop me. Now, that's beast mode. I'd rather partner with somebody like that who's got a high school degree going all in than to partner with somebody from Harvard who's got a PhD that's half-stepping, that's tiptoeing. Christopher Columbus said, you can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of a shore. Going all in is faith displayed in action. Whatever it is that you want to accomplish has a wide level required to bring it about. Many of you are half-stepping because you doubt your own talent and ability. Now the way to fix that is to shift your trust off yourself and onto God and His ability to make it happen. When you put your trust in the right place, all the hesitation you got will dissolve. If you're gonna make a mistake, make it full speed. The question isn't who is gonna let me, it's who's gonna stop me. You see, champions are just average, everyday people who decided to put it on the line and go all in.
All right, and we are back. Straight from the Lion's Den is powered by We Inspire Network Radio. Shout out to the CEO, BJ Lord Bell, COO, Annie Bell, my producer, Lisa Solomon, and my co-host, Mr. Philip T. Reed, my big brother, Mr. CEO. Where you at, boy? Anyway, just hollering at you, man. Listen, I'm excited tonight because I'm trying to tell you, refuse to lose. Don't take a L as a loss. Take a L as a lesson. Man, I'm fired up in here. Man, because guess what? You got to fight. You can't just stand and get beat. You can't just stand and just roll over. Because guess what? When you win, you know what they're going to say? I love it. They're going to say, and still, huh? You still the winner. You still the champion. Why? Because you didn't give in. You didn't give out. You didn't give up, but you stayed. I know another lady who, she fought for her life, and she told us this.
All my life I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my uncles. I had to fight my brothers. Girl, child ain't safe in a family man. I ain't never thought I had to fight in my own house. I love Harpo. God knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him be.
She said, you know what? I refuse to lose. You ain't gonna beat me, huh? She said, I get him. I take care of him. Listen, I'm just telling you tonight. Refuse to lose. Get the heart of the champion. Listen, the Bible talks about a man named Adino, the Ezanite, says he lifted up his spear against 800 and took them all out at the same time, in the same battle. See, a champion who refuses to lose will fight and will win against the odds, especially when you're outnumbered. Another instance, these are David's mighty men, this is all I'm talking about. Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite. The men of Israel, they ran away and left him by himself. See, a champion knows he may have to stand alone when or with his back up against the wall. As a champion who refused to lose, you're going to have to stand sometimes alone. Put your back against the wall and fight and still refuse to lose. Jesus said, you know what? Every man is going to leave me and I'm going to be alone. He said, but you know what? I'm not alone. The Father is with me. God is with me. He'll never leave me or forsake me. That's why I said men can leave me, but God is with me. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Refuse to lose, my friend. There was another place that talked about a man. He was tired. His hand was tired. Oh, I'm sorry. The same guy, Eleazar. His hand was tired. They had ran and left him off by himself. And his hand, he was fighting so hard and so strong, his hand stuck to his sword. I mean, got stuck there. He got stuck in that position fighting. Why? Because a champion refuses to lose because he or she will not quit and give up in the face of weariness, but will stick to what you know. You ain't got to try nothing new. Unless something old ain't working. But if what you got is working, my friend, then work it till it don't work no more. Work it till the wheels fall off. Just refuse to lose. Be not weary in well-doing because you're going to reap if you faint not. There's another dude by the name of Shammah. I like Shammah, the son of Agee the Harite. The Philistines, his enemies, them, had gathered against him over a piece of land, a piece of lentil bean, a bean patch. And guess what? People ran away from him. They left him. People will leave you in your darkest hour. Blessed are the ones that stand with you. Blessed are ye that have people to stand with you in thy darkest hour. I said that. That's the John Solomon version, the JSV. Blessed art thou when thou havest loved ones amongst thee and friends to stand with thee in thou darkest hour. Oh, yeah, you like that. Huh? But if ain't nobody with you, guess what? God is with you. People will run away from you. They will leave you. But still, refuse to lose because it ain't in the numbers. You can have a lot of people and lose. And you can have a few people and win. I'm just telling you what I know, my friend. A champion refuses to lose. Always stand and defend his or her ground, your turf, your territory. Protect that which belongs to you. What God has for you, it is for you. What God has given to you, it is given to you. Protect it. Don't just lose it. I went quietly into the night. Don't you go quietly into the night when you know you deserve something, when you know you're fighting for something, when you know you want something. My friend, go and get it. Don't you give up. Refuse to lose. Refuse to give in. Refuse to let up. I don't care what it looks like. Keep believing. Keep dreaming. Keep going forth. March forth. Keep going, my friend. I'm telling you, you got to refuse to lose. Jesus, I got a few people who I like to call my champions in my life. When I think of them, I think of, let's see, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Joan of Arc, Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale. Who else? Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Marcus Garvey, Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa. Who else? Those are just to name a few. Those people I consider champions because they stood up for something. They had a cause that was greater than themselves that they believed in. And they stood against power. They stood against opposition. They stood against challenges. And Jesus Christ was a champion. My friend, I'm telling you, he was a champion, an ultimate champion. He said, I'm the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I got the keys of hell and death. The Bible said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and now sit down at the right hand of power. He obtained that which he went after. He refused to lose. When it looked like he was taking an L, he was given a lesson on how to win. My friend, because they looking at you and they say you losing. But inside, you got to say I'm winning. Now, somebody told me a story about this this rooster. And I'm going to see, can I put it in rated G terms? But this rooster was attacking everything on the hen house. Boom, he would attack it. Boom, he would attack it. Boom, he would attack it. You read between the lines. And then one day he was laying in the yard and a vulture was coming at him. And somebody said, hey, rooster, get up. Get up, that vulture's coming. And he kinda opened one eye. He said, no, I'm trying to attack something new. You see what I'm saying? Well, he refused. Anyway, okay. I guess my point is this. You gotta refuse to lose. What am I saying? Okay, I got what I was saying is you got to trip them out sometime. You got to trick them sometime. They thinking you losing. He wasn't losing. He said, no, I don't attack everything on the hen for him. I'm going to attack this vulture now. See, they looking at you like, okay, well, he's out. He's down. No, you ain't down. You just show you for to do something different. It's called the rope-a-dope. That's what Muhammad Ali did, the rope-a-dope. George, the guy was hitting him. He leaning all on the ropes, tying him out. But then Ali came off the ropes, started tearing George up. It was a rope-a-dope. Do a rope-a-dope on them. They don't know what you're thinking. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand that you refuse to lose. You have a heart of a champion. You got to release the champion from within you, my friend. Stand up. Come on. You can do it. In this season, don't you go down. Don't you give up. You are an overcomer. You are victorious. Huh? The adversary, your opponents, your opposition, your antagonists, your haters, man, come on. Don't let them win. Don't let them get the victory over you. Don't let them think that they got it. My friend, you tell yourself, I'm an overcomer. I refuse to lose. I refuse to go out like this. I refuse to let my dream die with me. I refuse to let my goals not be accomplished. I refuse to let anything stop me. My friend, don't you give up. You got to keep moving forward. You got to keep going. Just like riding a bicycle, when you stop, guess what? Your momentum stops. When you stop, you can't keep going. You fall off. My friend, keep going. Can I tell you, you are a force to be reckoned with. Can I tell you, you are a force to be reckoned with. Who can stop you? Who can make you drop? Who can close your shop? Well, it's on this stop, drop, open up shop. My friend, you can't just stop, drop, open up shop. Well, if you do, I guess you can in a positive sense. But, my friend, you got to keep going. You got to refuse to lose. You are more than a conqueror. That's what the word said. You're more than a conqueror. You're somebody special, my friend. I'm just trying to tell you what's what. I'm trying to tell you what's real. When you make the declaration that I refuse to lose, something on the inside of you begins to turn. Your vibration goes to a higher level. Your organs, your organism, your being, and your environment begins to center on that declaration that says we are not losing. We are not walking in defeat, but victory. Excuse me, he ever played Mortal Kombat when he was a total flawless victory. My friend, that's where you're headed. You flawless victory. You have the victory. You have it, my friend. Thanks be to God. God gives us the victory. Put God first and watch what happens. If thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. And I'm not just talking about those in Christendom. If you can believe. I told you about the little train that shouldn't. Hey, instead of being the little train that could, it should have been the little train that couldn't. The little train that shouldn't. But guess what? It became the little train that could because he did. My friend, that's what you have to be in this season. That train that can. That train that will. That train that won't stop. That train that won't drop. That train that'll keep going and going and going till you hit your destination. Come on, my friend, have a dream and have a drive. Have a will to win and a will to survive. Have a will to maintain and a will to sustain. An attitude of gratitude that won't give in, refuse to lose. And as you're refusing to lose, guess what? That means I refuse to doubt. Mm-hmm. I refuse to complain. I refuse to fall down and give up. I mean, I refuse to quit. I refuse to place blame. That's it. But that's it. I refuse. I refuse the negativity. I refuse the things that can stop me. You have the victory. And if you put God first, my friend, you always win in God because God is not a loser. God is love. And the Bible said love never fails. God never fails, my friend. You are a winner today. Act like a winner. Stand like a winner. Look like a winner. Lift up your head, OGK. Come on now. Fuse to lose. I got to read my poem again. Then I got to go to break. I'm going to read my poem when I come back to break. I'm going to read the poem when I come back from break. So y'all got to hold on. I'll be right back.
Straight from the Lion's Den, your host, Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions. Straight from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life, difficult situations, and celebrates our accomplishments through interviews on relevant topics, recording issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den's key purpose is to bring you strength. We're powered by We Inspire Radio. Win Radio. Straight from the Lion's Den. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Paul said you must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were. Judge not according to appearances. Don't judge your circumstances and the possibilities for your future based upon what you have now and because of what's going on now. No. That's not the real reality there. What you're going through, if you're going through some hard times, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. It's all right. Now, second thing is, repeat this after me. Something you should affirm to yourself every day. Repeat this, please. No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. Say that to yourself every day. That's what I used to say to myself. When I would get up in the Penobscot building and I had to go into the bathroom and bathe in the bathroom sink, I had written on the mirror that I put up, they just paste up and I read, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
My God, Sir from the Lion's Den, we are back. Listen, we're powered by We Inspire Network Radio. My friend, I got some good people, friends, family over here. We Inspire, and we just want you to win. Just win, baby. I'm Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions, the host of Strength from the Lion's Den. The topic tonight is the energy to win. Subtopic, refuse to lose. Now, I'm going to slow it down for a minute because I want to break some words down that coincide with the attitude or the mentality that refuses to lose. Okay, when you refuse to lose, one, these are the degrees of separation that separate the winner from the loser. One, the first word is dedication. Wholly committed to something as an idea, cause, or personal goal. When you're dedicated, you refuse to lose. Why? Because you're in it to win it. Huh? You dedicated. Everything around you is all in about that thing. Passion. Having compelled by or ruled by intense emotion or strong feeling. When you're passionate about what you're going for, man, that causes you to refuse to lose because your passion causes you to study, to train, to understand, to watch film, to watch tape, to study the greats. That passion. Confidence, God-given power to believe in oneself and one's powers or abilities. Self-confidence, self-reliance, assurance. Just basically believing that you can do it. Confidence refuses to lose. Now, when your confidence takes a hit, my friend, ain't no telling what may happen. But if you fall, land on your back. Because if you can see up, you can get up. I always like that one. The drive, my friend, drive. Being under compulsion as to succeed or excel. What drives you to succeed? That attitude that refuses to lose. I'm driven to win. I'm animated. I'm excited. I'm passionate. I'm pulsating. I'm reverberating. I'm vibrating. My friend, I'm excelling in that which I do. I'm focused. I'm determined. I'm devoted. I'm passionate. I'm confident. I'm driven. I refuse to lose because I have the energy to win. I have the adrenaline flowing through me. I have God in my spirit. I believe something that I cannot doubt. I believe something that I cannot let go of. I believe something that is greater than I. It's a vision, my friend. The act or power of anticipating that which will or may come to be. It's a vision. You got to see something. You got to say something. You got to comprehend something. The Bible said, the people, where there's no vision, the people perish. Get a vision for your life. Not just flying by the seat of your pants. Not saying, well, let's see what happens. Oh, no, I ain't going to just see what happens. Oh, my friend, I'm going to see what happens, but I ain't going to just see what happens. Meaning, when I say I'm going to see what happens, that means I have a vision of what's about to happen. Rather than, well, let me just go and see what happens. Rather than, let me just go and see whatever will be. I can't case a rah, so rah throughout life. I have to have a vision. I got to see what's happening. I have a vision. I see something that's higher than I see something that's greater than I see a plan for my life. I see it coming into definition. Another word that's, it's a bad word for some people. People don't really believe in this nowadays. It's called selflessness, having little or no major concern for only yourself, especially with regard to fame, position, money, etc. Some people just trying to put themselves on. It's all about them. Me, my, mine, we, oh, me, my, mine, I. Ain't no I and team. They don't care. It's I team, iPhone, I this, I that. No, my friend. Selflessness is when, if I get on, I'm going to put others on. Selflessness is when I open the door, y'all come in with me. Selflessness, it ain't lonely at the top because I'm bringing you with me. Selflessness. My friend, respect. Huh? Esteem for or a sense of worth or excellence of a person. When you refuse to lose, my friend, you have some selflessness going on because you know you got a strong support team that's with you. You're surrounding yourself with people that believe in you, and when you fall, they ain't gonna stomp you down. They ain't gonna walk on top of you. They gonna pick you up. When you refuse to lose, my friend, you take your respect. You don't just take a check. You take your respect. You don't just take what they give you. You take your respect. You command your respect because you respect others. And if anybody cross your respect, you got to deal with them efficiently, effectively. I ain't saying violently, but you got to appropriately let them know, hey, you disrespected me. Don't just accept it because what you tolerate, you got to accept. But if we get your respect, stand up for your respect. Refuse to lose. My friend, you're a winner and not a loser. Head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. Get an attitude that refuse to lose. I, John L. Solomon, the Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions, I refuse to lose. I choose to win. If I fall, I get back up again. I choose to win, especially after I take a hit. I refuse to lose because I just won't quit. My heart pumps fire even when I'm depleted. I choose to win and never allow my spirit to be defeated. I refuse to lose. God's glory in me is fitness. I'm a winner. God's word is my witness. I never lose. I never lose because in my passion I burn. Because no matter the outcome, either I win or I learn. My friend, I wrote that poem. I wrote that poem for you. Just so I could tell you to refuse to lose. See, I like to tell you the truth. And sometimes people don't want to tell you the truth, but you know what?
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
My friend, the truth is, you're not always going to win. That's the truth. But don't let it be either I win or I lose. No. Like I said, either you win or you learn. Don't take a loss. Take the lesson. The lesson. The lesson teaches you how to win. My friend, I believe in you. I think something very powerful is on the horizon for you. But it's going to take discipline in this season. It's going to take tenacity, sagacity. It's going to take focus. It's going to take you to zero in and stand on it and not be distracted. Can I tell you, it's the old things that distract us. You may think it's the new shiny gadgets and gadgets that the next big thing. No, it's not the next big thing that distracts us. It's the old thing that comes back to distract us. You know why? Because it is familiar with us. It knows what we like to do. It knows what we like to eat. It knows where we like to go. The new thing doesn't know anything about us. But that old thing will come back to bring you to a place of defeat. My friend, in this season, don't you be distracted. Be determined. Don't be mad. Be motivated. Refuse to lose. Go for whatever you need to go for. Don't allow these disappointments. Don't allow your setbacks. And don't allow especially your lack. The worst thing we can do is look at what we don't have and say, well, I can't do this because I don't have that. Or I can't do this because this has happened to me and that has happened to me. My friend, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in God that's in Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark for the prize of my championship. I press toward the mark for the prize of my victory. I press toward the mark for the prize of my dream. I press toward the mark for the prize to achieve my goals. I press toward the mark for the prize to have my family blessed. I press toward the mark for the prize to be all that I am meant to be. I refuse to lose. And that's all I got to say. I'm going to say it again. That's all I got to say.
Can I get an amen?
My friend, I'm excited about who you are. I'm excited about this program. Search from the Lion's Den, the energy to win. Because in this season, I want you to win. Refuse to lose. Because like my man said earlier, I got to tell you again.
As that you give us the vision, the sight, and the speed and power to make it through this mission. All the airmen say, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Nothing's difficult.
Everything's a challenge.
Through adversity to the stars.
From the last plane, to the last bullet, to the last minute, to the last man, we fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
My friend, you fight in this season. Stand up and fight. Don't you just lose. Don't you just go down. Fight. Don't you go down without swinging. Don't you go down easy. You are victorious. You are special. You are worth it, my friend. I believe in you. Somebody's out there who's going through a struggle. Somebody's out there who's going through pain. Somebody out there who's going through heartbreak. My friend, it may be devastating, but don't you be devastated. It may feel like a defeat, but don't you be defeated. Come on, get up. Tell yourself, I refuse to lose. Okay, you took a setback. Okay, you took a disappointment. Okay, you took a hit, but you refuse to lose. Victory is yours. It's in your grasp. It's in your reach. I'm your host, Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions. You're tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. We'll be back next Wednesday with a very special guest, Queen Lorraine. I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting. We're going to have a good time. She's a powerful woman. She has a powerful book that we're going to be discussing, and you're going to hear some great stuff and wisdom flowing out of this mighty woman of God's mouth. Listen, Strength from the Lion's Den is powered by We Inspire Network Radio, and we're going straight to the top, my friend. You stay with us. Stick with us. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And my God, if you miss it, you can get the replay. That'll be put on Facebook, all right? You can check my page or any of my corresponding pages. Hey, y'all be blessed. Have a good night. We're going to go out like this.
We got a rock concert. Just turn it up. There we go. Come on. For great. Everybody got to declare it. Everybody get on your feet. Say, this is my season. Yes, to reap what I have sown. Let me testify just a minute. See, I haven't been perfect, no, but I sure been faithful. God's got a purpose, hey, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground and it's growing. Now it's showing. This is my seed. Come on, church. For grace, for favor. Yes, it is. This is my season. Give me some of this, my. mic right here. Come on, sing it again, church. Say, this is my seed for grace, for saving. Yes, it is. This is my seed. Everybody declare to me what I have known. Listen, I want you to say everything.